Chapter 15. The phantom dropped down on Gourley, covering him instantly in darkness. His big triant body shuddered from the cold, and fear sunk into his bones. The phantom's voice was an eerie howl in his head.
Keep going, Gourley. Keep going.
He squeezed his eyes shut and steadied himself, pushed hard on the rocks that supported his enormous frame.
Gourley.
Brenwar's voice spoke in the back of his mind.
Courage frightens evil.
He dug into the rock and surged upward. The phantom tore at him like a mighty black wind.
I have courage.
Up Gourley went.
I hate evil.
The phantom pulled his arms and legs. It felt like icicles were forming on them. He shook. He dug in.
I have courage. I hate evil.
No longer shackled by the Morite chains, Gourley climbed a dozen feet at a time. Straining against the dark force, he continued his ascent up the great pipe that led out of the deep.
I have courage. I hate evil.
The phantom let out more angry shrieks the higher he climbed. He could feel its hatred. It stabbed at his heart with frigid hands. He screamed, but no sound came. He slid downward, toes and fingers clawing at the walls. He pushed his mighty arms into the sides of the hole.
No, I have courage. I hate evil.
His ascent began again. Up, up, up the deep well he went.
I have courage. I hate evil. I have courage. I hate evil. I have courage. I hate evil.
Blinded, he kept going. 100 feet. 200 feet. Minute after agonizing minute.
I have courage. I hate evil.
500 feet. Arms trembling and legs shaking, he summoned all of his strength. The phantom passed through him, shocked him, burned him, poked icy holes in him. Gourley did not stop.
I have courage. I hate evil. 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 I have courage.
Every minute was agony, forever tormenting.
I have courage. I hate evil. I have courage. I hate evil.
His hand felt a rim.
Can it be?
He swung his elbow over the ledge. The phantom howled and yanked him back down to his fingertips. He hung there with all the phantom's power and hate pulling him back down in. Gourley's grip slipped. He hung onto the lip with one hand. The phantom howled in triumph.
Oh, I will not fall. I will not fall.
His fingers started slipping.
I have courage. I hate evil. I have courage. I hate evil.
He channeled his reserve power. His bones popped and crackled. His hulking form grew once more. He tore his arms away from the phantom's grip, grabbed the rim, and heaved himself upward. The phantom covered him like a black slime. It felt like being in a tar pit. He pulled one arm free from the blackness, then another. His head burst into the light. The phantom screamed. One leg at a time, Gourley climbed out. He sucked in the fresh air. The air was like a long-lost friend. The bewildered faces of the guards were not. Two lowered their spears and charged. Gourley snatched them up in his hands, bopped their heads together, and tossed them into the deep. He turned and found himself inside the cage. His head peered over the 15-foot-tall gate. He looked at all the startled faces and growled, scattering the crowd. The soldiers readied weapons and spears. One shouted up at him.
You get back in that well! That's an order!
Gourley grabbed the metal bars and ripped them out of the floor, one by one. He stepped through the threshold, throttled all the soldiers of Barnabas he could get his hands on, and fled into the night.
I'm free!